أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم.
اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم گریائے غم تو ابھی ہرگز نہ تھم گریائے غم تو ابھی ہرگز نہ تھم کیا عجب ہے جوش میں آئے کرم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم جس میں عارف ظاہر کوئے حرم جس میں عارف ظاہر کوئے حرم جان عارف محرم جان حرم جان عارف محرم جان کرم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم نیک ہو یا بد ہو ہر ایک لاجرم نیک ہو یا بد ہو ہر ایک لاجرم روز محشر ہوگا جویائے کرم روز محشر ہوگا جویائے کرم جھیل کر دشواری راہ طلب پا رہا ہوں دل میں گلہائے کرم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم داستان عشق کی حد ہے کہاں، داستان عشق کی حد ہے کہاں، ہاں یہ ممکن ہے کہ تھک جائے قلم، ہاں یہ ممکن ہے کہ تھک جائے قلم، اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم، خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم، جھیل کر دشواری راہ طلب، پا رہا ہوں دل میں گلہائے کرم، چاہیے اختر ہمیں ان کی خلش، چاہیے اختر ہمیں ان کی خلش، یہ نہ ہو تو ہیچ ہیں سارے نیم، چاہیے اختر ہمیں ان کی خلش، یہ نہ ہو تو ہیچ ہیں سارے نیم، اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم، خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم، گریائے غم تو ابھی ہرگز نہ تھم، کیا عجب ہے جوش میں آئے کرم، جس میں عارف زائر کوئے حرم، جانے عارف محرم جانے حرم، داستان عشق کی حد ہے کہاں، ہاں یہ ممکن ہے کہ تھک جائے قلم، اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم، خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم، خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم،
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي، يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله، يوم خلق السماوات والأرض، ذلك الدين القيم، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. محمد كرسي كم فرصة محمد ما يستمسك نيانيا First we'll do this beautiful ashar of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh. And really, if we person just thinks it's really beyond human capacity to write these ash'ar. And if we have to understand what daraja Allah had given our share, Allahu Akbar. Faizan-e-ishq, the benefits, the flow of the benefits of the ishq, the intense love of Allah Ta'ala. And a person is blessed with this, very, very fortunate. A person who is blessed with tawheed, reality of tawheed, and is present more than that with the love of Allah, they say he can't make enough shukr to Allah if Allah has blessed him with that. Allah, Allah, ishq ka faiz or karam. When a person is overtaken with this in reality, we hear the words, we say the words, and we think we got this love also. But when that love is actually in the heart of a person, then he's just left spellbound. He's left in a trance. As in the other poem, one great buzurg says, Zuban be nigah, nigah be zuban. That your tongue is, you're just looking at the greatness of Allah, and you haven't got a tongue to talk now. You are overtaken. We all have come now, very few maybe from here, we all have traveled by car, we came, and this time was busy on the roads also, the traffic. When there's one lane, they made two lanes also. And then the people walking in between also, the shops also, and every shop, different things they're selling, and everyone, that is his maqsad of his life. The next shop is something completely different. That's his maqsad of life. So if we just think that we came as an individual, all three, four brothers in one car, we came, everyone has got his own mind, we thought, we prepared, well, for our journey, we have to pick up this one, we have to be at this time there, everything. How lot of planning went in there. Now for this whole karkhana, this whole factory of Allah, that and this not only, there is just here, we coming here to the masjid here, the whole world this is going on. Think of Karachi, what's happening, Bombay, what's happening, Beijing, what's happening, whichever place you can think of the world, there is one planner of all this. And not only a planner, or what a planner also. And not only the planner, the controller. Everything. And Allah Ta'ala, the results also are all. Already before time, Allah knows all the results. Who's going to reach home, who's going to reach the Qabristan. Everything is in the planning of Allah Ta'ala. So how great is not Allah. So this to understand marifat of Allah. And when this comes in the heart of a person, and he can see clearly through all the infrastructure which we have. As an individual, we got in our home some small infrastructure. Then as a town, the mayor of the town, whoever is in charge, the country, everything. Well, this is nothing. He can see right through the hand of Allah Ta'ala working. So a person who is blessed with that tawheed, which Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Madzoob Rahmatullah Ali says, Maut mujhe na aaye, jab tak ke raaz-e-tawheed se aagahi na ho. That I mustn't die until I understand tawheed. We all say that we, from the beginning, small babies, we believe in one Allah. But to understand tawheed, and there are stages of it. The first stage of tawheed, which Allah Ta'ala explains, is that a person believes in Allah as Rabb. Just like a child believes in his parents, they are everything to their child. That child doesn't know Allah's stuff, but he knows his mother. Mother will give me milk, he'll cry by the mother for milk. Whatever somebody fights with him, something, he runs to his Abba, that is his Rabb at that time. The nourisher, sustainer, those who see to all the needs. But when the child grows a little bigger, he says, no, my parents also, they got nothing really in their hands. Everything is coming from somewhere else. They are also in need of the infrastructure of the government. They're doing import, export, trade, they're doing business, they need a license, or they are regulated by government's laws. They are not the controllers. I was wrong. When I was so small, I was immature. I thought my parents are doing everything. Now I realize my parents also are nothing. They're not even a speck in this whole spectrum of this whole karkhana and factory of Allah which is working. Then he thinks the governments are doing things, the superpowers are doing things, people who got military power, people who got financial power, people who are in whose hands lies order, the governments, they are the ones who are controlling. And when he matures above this also, he sees that big superpowers are defeated also. And he sees that the presidents of countries, they are assassinated also. And their own people call them back also, you no more fit to rule the country, you are called back now. Then he realizes there is somebody else. And where finally it is when you realize, not from your words, not what you say you believe, but the depth of your heart that Allah is the only one. How very fortunate is that person who reaches this maturity while he's still physically immature. And he reaches this maturity. Otherwise, many people die at the ages of 80, 90 and 100 and they didn't mature either. And a person who gets this tawheed, very, very fortunate is that person. There is no greater power that what can be with that person. Allah's full power is with that person. And what that person enjoys, then we will think such a person will rule the world outwardly how we see. But then these things appear nothing. Till you think the world is great, you run after the world. When you realize the world is nothing, the world runs after you. But at that time, you're not interested in the world also. Yusuf alayhi salam, Zulikha was made after Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. But when finally she reached, through Yusuf alayhi salam, she reached Allah. And afterwards he told her also, before you were so madly in love with me, now you don't even worry about me. She said, you made me reach my Allah. And now even that also loses. So this dunya, the person, to people whom Allah has blessed with, tawheed, what love, ma'rifat of Allah, dunya means nothing to them. And therefore they don't use dunya also. They're looking somewhere much more higher. Allah, il Allah, ishqaka faiz or karam. What to say of the flow of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, of this love of Allah Ta'ala. Khaka aflaq farja'i qadam. And then, this feet of ours which are made of sand, they go and this feet walk on the heavens. They are by Allah Ta'ala. Then that person is not here in this world. He is by Allah Ta'ala when he reaches. Allah makes that person, he is now who has recognized Allah Ta'ala. Giryai gham to abi hargiz natam. And this sorrow that I haven't still reached there, and your tears are flowing that I haven't reached there. Oh, my tears don't stop flowing. Keep on flowing. I have to still reach there. You are my sea where my boat is going to flow. If the tear drops stop, how will I reach there? So all my teardrops in that sorrow that you haven't reached there, keep on flowing. But we don't even have that sorrow or anything. Kya ajab hai, josh mein aaye karam. It's not far-fetched. It's not unthinkable that tears you flow, Allah's rahmat will come. With tears, Allah's rahmat comes down. And not that this job gets done, or that job gets done, or your proposal gets accepted. No, that you reach Allah. That is your object, to reach by Allah Ta'ala. Jisme arif zaire kuwe haram. The body of this arif of Allah Ta'ala, who wants to become the arif, who is the visitor and is going in the direction of the haram, going to Allah Ta'ala. He's going towards Allah Ta'ala and he's moving towards Allah Ta'ala. Jani arif mehram jani haram. The life and the body of this arif, the recognizer of Allah Ta'ala, is the one who is like the muhrim and is going towards Kaaba Sharif. In other words, how you put your ihram on. And then, really, the ihram is an outward garment. But it really means this person is not worried of the world. Not even worried of wearing a topi. Not even worried of wearing a vest or anything. He's totally cut off from all his dunya. Whatever, he might be a man who was wearing three-piece suit, etc. Man so particular about his kurta, the cuffs on his kurta, but now he's just in ihram. Like this person walking to Allah should also not worry about anything. Nek ho ya bad ho, har ek ka la jaram. Whether you are nek or pious, or whether you are not pious, everyone moving towards Allah Ta'ala, Rose Mahshar Hoga Jo Ya Ye Karam. On the day of Qiyamah, how much of Allah's mercy will descend on the pious people, on the sinners also. Allah's mercy will descend upon everything. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Not only Rabbul Saliheen, the pious people's Rabb. Zunnun Misri, rahmatullah alayh, was sitting at the night river doing his ibadah, zikr. Suddenly he sees that a scorpion comes from the, is in the water, and a frog comes rushing to the edge of the water. The scorpion jumps on top of the frog. It is like he phoned up the taxi, I need a taxi. So the taxi came for him. As soon as the taxi came, he opened the door, he jumped in. And then immediately the taxi took off and flowed to the other side of the river. He followed also, maybe some shallow water, not so he could follow. You're surprised that it's how it works so perfectly. Just exactly, Abad, when he came on that side, he finished, taxi service is over, he jumped out again. And he went into the jungle. So, Zunnun Misri is following. There he finds that there is a poisonous snake, very poisonous snake, standing over a person who is a prince, but who is drunk, foam coming out from his mouth, flies flying, very bad condition of that person. And the snake is about to bite him. And just in time the scorpion reaches and bites the snake. And by that he kills him also and pulls out his poison also. So Zunnun Misri is astounded. Turns to Allah, what is all this, oh Allah? Explain to me what is this. Allah puts it in his heart and said that we are Rabbul Alameen. We look after all the pious and the those who are not pious also. If we only look after the pious, there is no other Rabb who will look after the sinners. We look after the sinners also. We look after the pious also. So that is Allah Rabbul Alameen. Jhel kar dushwari rahi talab, and this walk towards Allah, the march towards Allah Ta'ala is one that there is difficulties. We don't want to throw off the shackles of dunya in the first place. Then how are we going to reach Allah Ta'ala? But all this dunya and everything, my shop does, my job does, this everything of this dunya, that controls us. Then how are we going to reach? You have to throw off all that. You have to become free from all that. Farhamu dil mein gulhaye karam. Then you will find in your heart thousands of roses in your heart. When you throw off the shackles, Ibrahim ibn Adham threw his whole kingdom off. And mashallah, today, how many of our friends, our brothers, sisters, all the customs of the family, whether it's wedding time, whether it's walima time, whether it's janaza time, throwing off all the family, all the way the family does things, customs, etc., what everyone does, they threw all this off, and there are so many today. Those are the ones who get freedom. Mm-hmm. Then they are unlimited roses that come in the heart. As long as we are controlled by the customs of our family, of our community, as long as we are living the lives, a Western way of life, we are pious also, but our whole house from where you enter till where you exit, the whole house is Western way of life. There is no sign of Islam. Just to make us happy, and moreover just to fool us, we got some frames up. And that also is copying the West. They also got frames, but we are Muslims. So we put Allah, Muhammad, we put La ilaha illallah. But it's just frames. Where, in which hadith it came, you must put frames in your house. And that also, if it was to remind us, that was a different thing. But we just got it for decoration. We never read that Ayatul Kursi. In fact, where we put the Ayatul Kursi and Asmaul Husna on top of the TV. In the bottom, naked woman and all filth and dirt, and on top Asmaul Husna. On top Ayatul Kursi. We're just fooling ourselves. So, till a person doesn't throw off all the shackles he can't find in his heart. And then many people ask, I make so much ibadah, I make so much zikr, why I've still got problems, why my life is not going right, why I'm not enjoying in my life. You're living a full Western way of life. You're living a full Christian way of life. You're living a full, like for example, our affiliation is with Islam or with Christianity. With what? Islam. We are Christians or we are Muslims. And how many, what's our date of birth? Islamic, we are Muslims. So we don't have to know the Christian date of birth. Islamic date of birth, somewhere, how many can tell us? When we got married, who can tell us that Islamic date of birth? The Christian date of birth, the Gregorian calendar is from the birth of Isa alayhi salam. No doubt he's no enemy of Allah. But are we affiliated with Isa alayhi salam or with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many of us, our children's date of birth, like that also we won't know, even the English date of birth, but if we know, we will know. Ulama who graduate, which year you graduated? Straight away, English the year. We don't see the Islamic year. So where is our affiliation? And yet we are nice, happy, we are good Muslims. And we look in the mirror, nice big beard, topi, we are muzuks, we are farishtas. But we don't analyze ourselves. The need is to analyze ourselves and to face reality. We are very happy when we see in the mirror, I read the dua also, Allahumma ahsanta khalqi fa ahsin, I'm handsome. Oh Allah, make my inside also good. I'm convinced I'm handsome. My wife doesn't ever tell me you're handsome, but I look in the mirror, there's nobody more handsome than me. So in the same way I look in the mirror, there's no bigger buzurg than me. I'm the big buzurg, but face reality. Be sincere to yourself, be honest to yourself, and who doesn't know himself? If a person who faces reality, he knows himself what he is like. Where is there the shore, the end of the story of love of Allah Ta'ala? As Allah Ta'ala's words, Allah's Qudrat can never finish. All the ink in the seas can become ink and double that amount. And all the trees in the world, the branches, twigs can become pens. And you write Allah's Kalam and Allah's Qudrat, all that will get finished. Allah's Qudrat cannot get finished. So where is the, where can, which human, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidul Bashar, Sayyidul Anbiya, he declared that ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifati. We haven't recognized you as we are supposed to recognize you. Then where is anyone else? Where is the whole world together? So where is Allah Ta'ala? Ha, ye mumkin hai ke thak jaye qalam. Yes, this is possible. Your pen will get tired. Your hand will get tired. It can't write anymore. It got stuck. It's so tired it can't write. But the words of Allah, where will they ever finish? Chahiye akhtar hame unki khalish. What we need in order to reach Allah Ta'ala is like that when the body itches. The itch of the love of Allah, the itch of the marifat of Allah. We haven't got that. We are very comfortable with our homes, with our cars, where we got time to think of Allah. Now little bit we all taking effect and all that. But the minute we are out from here, the weather is more important to us. Our coffee and our tea is more important. Where we got time? Now we'll make Isha. How many of us will think of Allah? We'll hear Azan. Who will think of the greatness of Allah? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Who will of us think of the Tawheed of Allah and the Risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We haven't got that. You need that your... And when a person's body, some people suffer, their bodies itch all the time. And you see them, even in namaz, they are scratching all the time. In their sleep, they are scratching also all the time. All the time, you need that itch of the love of Allah, the marifah, the muhabbat, the tawheed of Allah. Like Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah Ali used to say, that the alim is that person that always there is one masala in his mind. That this, how is this, how is this? Otherwise, he's not the alim. He hasn't got a masala. If you've got your car in your mind, you've got your house in your mind, the alim, always there must be some masala working in his mind. So, an ashik, an arif, must always have that itch of Allah Ta'ala to understand Allah's qudrat, to gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Ye na ho to heche sare ni'am. If this is not so, you haven't got that itch of the marifat and the love of Allah Ta'ala, then all your ni'mats are useless. Whatever ni'mats, your beautiful garden, your bedroom, your bathroom, your car, all these things are useless if you haven't gotten each for the one who gave it to you. You give your son something and he doesn't appreciate, you give your wife everything, you take her for Umrah and she doesn't even tell you Jazakallah, she's still making other demands, you become angry on her. What is one Umrah? What is one, you gave her Mercedes car keys, this is your car. What is this? Nothing whatsoever. What Allah has given the poorest person. What a person who is in ill health. What ni'mats of Allah on that person. All these things of this dunya, what is it? So it is that we must have that feeling for the love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that reality, inshaAllah. The ayat-e-kareema I've recited of the Qur'an Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنَّ اللَّهِ The number of months which are registered by Allah, and nobody can deregister them. Allah has registered it in His register, and nobody can take it out from there. إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ It is 12 months which Allah has made in the book of Allah. The statutory law book of Allah Ta'ala, Allah put it in there, 12 months. And when Allah has done this, يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah made that the rotation of the sun and the moon and the earth, they will rotate in this way. They will finish their circles in 12 months. The solar month in 12 months, the lunar year in 12 months. Only difference of about 5 days between the two, 10 days between the two. Otherwise, both of them 12 months. The solar calendar, 31 days. And this lunar calendar, 29-30 days, for 12 months. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ ذَٰلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ That is the system of Allah, which is established and which is solid. Allah has made this. So now this, and we have to see the qudrat of Allah all the time, as what we discussed in the Ash'ar now. What we discussed that how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made this whole system of the heavens and the earth. This is what we have to see. And we must recognize this system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But how many years? How many of us are 50, 60, 40? But we never took notice of this qudrat of Allah, which Allah Ta'ala complains of in the Quran Sharif about the condition of man. That وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ How many of my big signs are put in the heavens and on the earth? يَمُرُّونَ عَلِيهَا Man passes by them all the time. Every morning, evening, what a great ayat when the night becomes day. It is Allah Ta'ala, Rabbul Falaq, who takes out the day from the night, splits the night, and from there Allah takes out the day. And then now Maghrib time. I say Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. In hotels, they serve breakfast. Then for example, from 7 to 10 or whatever the time is, after that nobody can come for breakfast. Now breakfast time is over. Now they set the tables for lunch. Or they got a different place. They clean up here. Then for lunch, this to this time. Then dinner, this to this time. Then they clean up again and they set it. One hotel caters for how many people? And how lot work? How many workers? Allah is catering for the whole world. The whole stage, Allah Ta'ala changes it every morning. And then again, 24 hours Allah is changing the stage. Sunrise in Johannesburg is this sunset. It's so many minutes. In Azadville, Krugersdorp is about 3/4 minute, 1 minute later. In Benoni Springs, about a minute earlier. So every minute, and Allah is bringing this change in the whole world. And not only over the land, over the sea also. Everywhere. But we don't take notice. If a person is staying in a hotel, he went for breakfast, he ate everything, mashallah, everything was clean, he ate nice. When he comes lunchtime, again he eats, but he doesn't even think. That yeah, for breakfast, what was the menu? And for lunch, a different menu completely. For supper, another menu completely again. And everything is changed. Or different, or they got different restaurants. For lunch, this restaurant. For supper, that restaurant. How lot of effort they have to make there. And for Allah Ta'ala, the whole world. And what a system of Allah Ta'ala. But man doesn't take notice. Day comes in and day goes out. Weeds come in and weeds go out, but we don't see Allah's Qudrat. We haven't got that khalish. We haven't got that desire to see Allah Ta'ala. So we are passing by all this, but we don't see Allah. Once I needed a key to be made, duplicate key. So now when I'm driving on the road, looking for the people who make the duplicate key, locksmith, looking, so I saw one place, I went in, he made it. So I told him, I passed here so often, but I never saw you. He told me, you didn't need me, so you didn't see me. When you needed me, you looked for me, you saw me then. So we don't need Allah's than in our lives. For Allah's ni'mats, which were supposed to take us to Allah, we became so involved in that ni'mats, we forgot the giver of the ni'mats. And this is a great weakness of man also, that he forgets the purpose and object for what he does things. A person, there is also a jinn. We say commonly, which is very, very bad for our iman, that without a matrik, you can't get your rosy, you won't get a job, you won't get food, you won't be able to live. But tell matrik, you got no worry on your head for food, for sleeping. Everything, when you get your matrik, now your worry starts. We say that, you've got to, tell you don't have matrik, you won't get a job, you'll have problems. But till you haven't got a matrik, you got no worries. And you just make demands and you get what you want. And you get it out from your parents. This who you want, that we want. We were young, we were poor. For matrik, textbooks, expensive. And we didn't buy also just the deposit. We couldn't afford that also. And we had to force our parents. And they also, how they had to work to give us just the money for the deposit of the textbooks, etc. So, but after matrik, Now your worry starts. And now you got your matrik, so now you should have no worry. But now all your worries start, and you got big worries now after matrik. So this is all. Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you should encourage people, make your children alims in informal talks. People should say, Maulana, you're telling us to make our children alims. Then they are dependent on the community, they like beggars. People look down, they are just waiting for the community to dish out handouts to them. The community has to pay for them. Then Maulana diverts his talk, carries on talking. Then afterwards they themselves say, these Maulanas, what a life they got. Then when all the time they're getting dawahs and talk biryani all the time, chicken all the time. Everything of the best they are enjoying. Then Maulana says, you said they are beggars. Now you've got the opposite complaint that they're living it up this morning. They're getting the best of everything. When a Maulana starts working, he's already semi-retired. He's only making imamat, or not even, only maktab is teaching. 2 to 5, 3 to 5, he's already semi-retired. But he's living happily, he's living nicely, and people making money are so busy making money, they've got no time to make children. Maulana got all the time. He's living a life of Jannat all the time. He's got no problems whatsoever. So all these are the ironies of our time. So anyway, the weeks are passing, months are passing, we don't notice. 1 month got finished, another month we don't notice. Years are passing and we don't notice also anything. So all this, and Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam of time, wal asr, time Allah Ta'ala took qasam. Then of special times in time, wal fajr, the time of fajr, wal layl, the night, wal nahar, the day, and what brings the day and the night, wal shams, wal qamar, Allah has taken qasams of all this. And Allah is taking qasam. If you take a qasam, if you hear somebody taking qasam, you know it's something important he's talking about. Allah is taking qasam. Allah. And Allah only takes qasam of His great, great makhlukat, His creation. So how great are not... But we don't notice one thing. I'm 50 years old today, I'm 60 years old today, but I didn't notice anything of the system of Allah. And not only did Allah make time, and did Allah make... And then again summer and winter, autumn and spring... Then again rain, and then again wind. What are the creations of Allah Ta'ala? But we just don't notice. Just cursory, it's very hot today. Or the weather is like this, or it's very cold today, or something. That's all we do. We pass our time. But to recognize Allah. So this is an occasion when 1 year has finished. Another very sad part is that when the English year comes to an end, there isn't a person who is not aware of it. But Islamic year has come to an end, we didn't notice also. And a new year has set in, we take no notice. When it's Christmas time, when it's New Year, Bichari Duhima also was bedridden. She also knows that it is now end of the year, December time. And the new year has come in. Everyone, she got nothing to do with dunya. She's not going to buy, or she don't have to pay accounts that in January I have to pay water and light account, or my phone bill I have to pay. She got nothing. But she will know, properly she will know. But Islamic, nobody, even good, pious people. And that is now, we are good Muslims, our affiliation to Islam. We hardly know Islamic year has come to an end, new year has started. And yet we are the best Muslims in the world. And we regard pride ourselves as very good. But where are we? Just to one instance come to mind. One friend of ours, we studied together in Deoband. And he was the best student in the class, of about 400 students in the class. And he used to read the sabaks every day in front of the ustad. After how many years, 30 years, 40 years, he came here to South Africa. Now he's a very big, he owns a construction company. And he explained to me what his status in society is, how Allah has made him wealthy. And talking everything, he came for a collection, not for himself, for a friend's madrasa, who was also with us in the villages. He's in Bombay now. So while talking everything, he made collection, whatever Allah gave me, topic, I gave him a little bit. Then he wanted to make the receipt, so he asked me the date. So I told him Islamic date. He got all tangled up. He got mixed up. He couldn't read what hit him from where. It didn't make sense to him. So I told him, this is our Islamic date. Then he told me, which month is it? Like March, we say third month, September 9th. So he didn't want to write the whole month. Whatever that Islamic month, he just wanted to write the number. So I told him, Manana, that you can work it out. So he put his pen down, he put his two people. And he said, Maulana, we are friends, we know one another, we are intimate, we are close. What can I tell you? I've gone so much in dunya, I forgot the Islamic months, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir. And I know him as a student when we studied together. The pride of the ustads, the pride of the ustads. And today, this dunya is so much. So how much, don't look at him and think about him, think about ourselves. It's just for us to realize ourselves. How much do we know? What affiliation we got with our Islamic calendar? The year has started, and how much of us know that we have started here in Muharram? Yes, Ashura we will know. That nobody will miss Ashura. The masjids will get full also. People will give out presents also. All that we know. But the identity, my Islamic identity, that we are still very, very weak in. Anyway, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, and he found that the Jews were keeping roza. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Ramzan, rozas were faras, Muharram rozas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to keep. Anyway, he found the Jews in Medina Sharif keeping roza on 10th Ashura. So he asked them, and they said that Nabi Musa alayhi salam was given deliverance on this day. Yeah, it's also a great lesson for us that those who are obedient to Allah, no matter what tyrant rulers they are over, a tyrant ruler like Fir'aun perhaps never existed after him again. What a tyrant ruler he was. And what government Allah had given him. He said he ruled for 400 years without a headache. But finally, and he told that, وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارِ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. This rivers, the Nile and that, they flow under my legs by my command. They flow. So much he has. And the people had understood that he is Allah. He controls everything. That very river threw him out. And why? Because the Bani Israel hated that really he is a superpower. He's a god, he's a super god. So Allah wanted to show them, they see with their eyes, his dead bodies. And not only that, Allah made it that till, Allah knows till when, Allah made them make his mummy, the Sphinx, in Egypt. And his body, Allah kept it there, so the world can see who you thought is God, yeah, he's lying helpless. Until Qiyamah, perhaps Allah knows best, the world must come and see that he is nothing, he's lying dead here. Eh? So, we should take a lesson, that no matter what tyrant rulers, some people say, I got in my house military rule. The way she, my wife controls me, I got no say, military rule. She orders and she just orders me to do this and that. Some woman say that, a military rule in my house, the way the husband treats me, etc. So whether it is all this military rule and you are the poor oppressed, and your wife is a tyrant ruler, she can't be worse than Fir'aun. But even if she is, if you are like Musa alayhi salam in obedience to Allah Ta'ala, Allah will overthrow her government. Allah will give you your government back again. Like Bani Israel, Allah put them into Egypt. And Allah threw military rule out from there. Allah threw the tyrant ruler out from there. And if you will bring Islam in your life, you will rule the world. So there is a lesson for us to learn, not just to keep that rosa, and then further, that also, but not only that we differentiate from the Jews and Christians. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khaliful Yahud wa Nasara, oppose the ways of the Jews and the Christians. But we bring the ways of the Jews and Christians into our lives. So we have to oppose them. So we oppose them also by keeping two rosas, 9 and 10. Or 10 and 11. And the rosas of Ashura are only two. 9 and 10 or 10 and 11. You want to keep rosas for Muharram, you by all means keep. The rosas of the whole month of Muharram are so beloved by Allah. Sawab of 30 days for each rosa. Approximately, if you keep the whole month 30 days rosas of Muharram, 2.5 years rosas you have kept. Each day 12 threes are 36. So 360 days, about 1 year, 1 year's rosa. If you keep every day, each rosa is equal to 30 days rosa in the month of Muharram. But don't keep what Ashura niyat. Ashura, 9 and 10, 10 and 11. And that also to oppose the ways of the Jews and the Christians. And think also at the same time, take the lesson. Many people, we are very eager to keep this rosas, especially women folk, 9 and 10, 10 and 11. But the essence behind the rosa, one is that how Allah gave salvation to Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel. And on what account did Allah give it? Bring that reality into us. I must bring Islam into me. I must bring the obedience of Allah. I don't have to fight military rule. How much you going to fight? You won't succeed fighting military rule. You do a simple thing, bring Islam in your eyes, bring Islam in your tongue, bring Islam in your hands, pure you obedience of Allah, sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't need any big budget, you need no budget for it. You don't need a computer, you don't need a laptop, you don't need to go on any site to do that. You don't need a military, nothing whatsoever. You just bring Islam into your life. Into your thinking, into your desires, your heart, you bring Islam in there, and Allah will give you salvation of what, whether you have financial problems, wallah I say, Allah will remove that. Your health problems, Allah will remove that. And they are not in doctors, they are not in amils, they are not in anything else. And the problems in the home that people have got, the husband, how he's treating the wife, it's unbelievable in certain cases. The wife, how she treats her husband, unbelievable. The solution is in you, it's not outside you. Every problem of yours, your solution is not with somebody else. Your solution is not somewhere else. That solution is in you. And that solution is, مَنْ أَصْلَحَ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّهِ. A person who corrects his matters between him and his Rabb. أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ. Allah will correct his matters between him and the creation of Allah. We looking, a person who lost his gold coin and that was his only asset in his life. He had nothing else. So, he's living, a poor person, that's all he had, but he's living in a thin shanty, in a little hut. No lights, nothing. not even a candle. So he went and looked for it outside where the street light is very bright. And how much he's looking. His friend came past. What's wrong? I'm looking for my gold coin. I lost it. He also had feeling for his friend. You lost your their only asset in your... He started looking. Where will they find it? Where it's not, how can you find it there? Where you're looking for it, where it isn't. You can't find it there. So he asked him, where did you lose it? So he said, I lost it in my tent shanty. So he said, why are you looking for it here? He says, because there is a bright light here. So you can look till the cows go home. Eh? You can write it on your stomach and wipe it with your kurta. But you are not going to find it where it isn't. Go and look for it in the tent shanty. Whether it is, you light a candle and you look for it. Or just with your hands you move around. Small little shanty, somewhere you will find it. Exactly like that we will laugh and we will say, what a stupid person. But really, we also have lost. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, نَحْنَ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ We are a nation whom Allah gave us honor and respect in Islam. Not in the name of Islam. Not on La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah frames in our houses, in our cars, Ayatul Kursi, and all that. No, that Islam in your life. Allah gave us honor and respect when Islam was in our lives. فَإِن نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ If we go and look for our respect and honor under the street light, we lost it in the simplicity of Islam. Islam is not all fancy decorations and all trimmings and glitter and glamour. Islam is a simple way of life. You lost it in that and you're looking for it in nightclubs. You're looking for it in big, big buildings. You're looking for it in filling stations. You're looking for it in big investments and properties. It's not there. You're looking for it in the wrong place. You'll be looking for it in big degrees, PhDs. MAs and BAs, all that you're looking for it there, it's not there. It's in Islam. You go to Islam. فَإِن نَطْلَبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلامِ أَزَلَّنَا اللَّهُ If we look for our honor in anything besides Islam, Allah will disgrace us once more. And today, the black gold oil is predominantly in the hands of the Muslims. The best scientists in America are Bangladeshis. The best military weapon makers are Egyptians. The best doctors are Pakistanis. All this we have got, but Allah has put us right down. Why? Because we're looking for our honor where it doesn't lie. Look for it where it lies, and Allah will give it to us. And when look back into the simplicity of Islam, is so simple. Look for it where we lost it. That it comes in the Hadith Sharif. That what is that Hadith Sharif? That back in Islam.
Al-Islam bada'a ghariba.
Bada'a al-Islam ghariba. Islam started. It was also like a different way of life. Gharib doesn't mean poor yet. Strange, in an astonishing way. When Islam started again, then Muslims were wearing topis. Imamas all were wearing before that also. Like you go to Mewat, everyone wears the Sikhs. The first time I went to India, and we were traveling from Bombay to Delhi, going to Deoband. My one friend, Mufti Bashir Sahib of Stanger, who's still there, the Ahmed Barakatum, we were sitting in the train, and the whole train was, our compartment was filled with Sikhs, big, big imamas. Big, big beards. I got impressed. I said, India is full of Muslims. So he told me in Afrikaans, he said, these are not even Muslims. Why are you sitting like a mouse in front of them and so much adab and that? These are not even Muslims. So Islam started with in its own way. People started wearing topis now that they weren't wearing. And people started wearing Islamic garb now. Namazes they started, azan started, everything. وَسَيَعُودُ إِلَى الْغُرَبَىٰ Again a time will come when you wear Islamic dress and you will look very strange and out of the norm. When you're wearing Islamic dress, فَطُوبَىٰ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ Glad tidings, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. For those people who will be the different type of people. When people you're wearing, your nikah is simple. And your own family, good pious people will say, was this a nikah or was it a janaza? Was it a mayit? What can you call this a nikah? Like this here. Everything of yours, your dressing you will be so different and simple. Everything of yours. That Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Tuba. So take this lesson also from the 10th of Muharram. That we have to be different from other people. And also there are great, great lessons for us. Besides the ibadah, everyone will be very happy. You'll see the night of Muharram, the night. Though this is a day that the day is honorable. The other place is Laylatul Barat, is Laylatul Qadr. But here is Yawm Ashura. Here the day. But many people will be in the masjids, will get full. And you will see people will come, but for one day. And that is also like Christian religion. One day in the week, you make Allah happy. Balance of the week, you do what you want to. Isa alayhi salam went on the cross, na'uzubillah, according to them, for your sins, so what you got to worry? Islam is not a Christian type religion. You are responsible for your actions yourself. Not that somebody, you commit sins and somebody else must pay for it. You will have to pay for all your sins. You do good, you will get the returns. It is with you. But if we can understand the whole matter is with me. Today, how many of us are worried? The ulama are fighting. What we got to do with that? We worry about ourselves. We got more than enough worries about ourselves. But everyone is so concerned about the ulama. Different. If the ulama are fighting, then what's going to happen to us? Let them fight. They are justified in their fighting. They got their reasons for fighting. And in the passing, let me assure you 100%, those people who got some ill feeling for ulama, they'll never progress in the path to Allah. And there are many, like that we show a lot love for ulama outwardly. But there are many people that they've got that some hatred, malice, jealousy for the ulama. And a person to the degree that you have got, you will be stopped in this path of reaching Allah. Even ulama themselves, those who have got this malice in their heart for other ulama, and they've got this hatred and jealousy, they won't proceed in this path. Their children, Allah won't accept them for knowledge. They won't, the children also, Allah will deprive them. But if a person who has got love for ulama, and how many people who are not learned or anything, but they had the genuine love, Allah made all the children alims. Allah Ta'ala bless the children and where the children reach. So this is a very dangerous thing. But what shaitan does to make us worry about other people and not worry about yourself. When you point a finger at somebody, one finger you're pointing at that, and in the process, three fingers you're pointing to yourself. And you, when you take somebody's fault out, you are taking your own fault out. And a person, the ulamas, is a Toyota Corolla Silver CX04KJGP. What's blocking the wheels? So whoever's car is this, remove the car inshallah. Silver Corolla. So, gee, a person who makes ghibah is like eating the dead flesh. That person who has died and now you are eating his flesh. Can you ever imagine somebody doing that? And if you are making ghibat of the ulama, which has become a common thing, it is the in thing today. It is a sign of piety to discuss the ulama and what their differences. And we are big mutafakir and big, big philosophers of Islam. And we got the solution for the ulama. We got the solution of all their problems, etc. And we, in our discussions, we are discussing them. So this is extremely dangerous to make ghibat, to speak of somebody. And ghibat is simple, that you are speaking the truth. And sometimes to speak the truth is haram. Ghibat is when you are speaking the truth of your Muslim brother behind his back, which he will not like. That is what. And if it's not the truth, then it's a double guna. It's ghibat also, and it is buhtan, slandering, and accusation also. And how many? So one alim disagrees with me. I go to town with that alim. Wherever I can, I run him down. And our degree is not to run anyone's down. PhD is put him or her down. We're not doing a PhD to put somebody down. But we also, somebody disagrees with me, I run him down. He got his point. He might be right also, I might be wrong also, but I just want to run down somebody. So he forget the ordinary, even the ulama. So it is a very dangerous thing. Try and make a concerted effort that we don't have any malice, any dislike for the ulama especially. Allah's Rasul, Allah Ta'ala himself has given the ulama very high status. And all their matters, leave it to them. Don't we interfere. So this is also a great lesson for us to learn on this occasion. So with this, where we should try and keep Rosa on the 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th, what will be Sunday, Monday, or Monday, Tuesday?
Tuesday
is the 10th. So Monday, Yomul Ithnain, and Yomul Thulatha, to Monday, Tuesday, or Thulatha and Arbi'a, Tuesday and Wednesday, try and keep our rosas, and try and keep as many rosas in the month of Muharram also. There are great virtues for it also, and let us take this lessons also, Islamic identification. Now, alhamdulillah, make shukr that now, there was a time, yesterday we were having lunch, and one person said, and which is also true, that now you can make as much effort as you want to, Islam is not going to take place on a large scale. You'll get your sawab for your effort, but it's not. So I told him, my Maulana friend, I told Maulana, see here, 10, 12 people sitting. Could you imagine 10, 15 years people sitting on the floor and eating? I told him all of them with topi, full sunnat beards, kurta, sunnat liba. Could you imagine? So he told, this is very little. I said, generally, woman, could you imagine a woman in South Africa in burqa? Today, mashallah, small children, even if they are wearing their cloaks and that, though that's not right, just the tight-fitting cloaks, but before that also was not there. Though there is a different thing. Those days, our woman folk, young girls also, especially old women, no burqa. The parda they had was in their eyes. The parda they had was in their heart. Sharam, haya. Today, alimas, with all their cloaks and everything, and in and out of the man, talking with this one, talking, but I'm in parda. So we got a different notion of it. And in those days, there wasn't the outward parda. But they wouldn't mix with men like this. So much so, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, even if you ask directions of a Hindu woman somewhere, she will show you with her hand. She won't talk. She also made parda of her voice. The Hindu woman at that time. And if she had to talk, she would put her hand and muffle her mouth. She wouldn't talk. A Hindu, so the Muslim, and with my eyes I saw. Now it has changed, unfortunately. But in Dioban, the gullies in the alleys were just about 1.5 meter broad. Very, very narrow. And just 1.5, a woman from this house wants to go to that house. She won't walk across. They will bring that palki, that was that hodesh, what is put on top of like a camel, like where they sit in. It's all covered from all sides. Where you enter, there's a parda. So they'll put it this side, the door of the house will open, nobody can see what's happening. She will enter in that, they will move it to this side, just 1.5 meters. And she will enter this side. You don't know if somebody did go or didn't go. Who went or who didn't go? Is it a big bulk woman? Is it a slim, small woman? No idea you will have. But today, unfortunately, things are changed. So much of the head, of parda, etc. But today also, mashallah, the amount of hafiz, alims, we never had this before. Hajis, we didn't have, so we must make lot of shukr. But at the same time, wherever you stop, where you haven't reached your destination, you're going to be in problems if you get off halfway. Move forward. So just the outward, don't let that impress us. And think, have the reality of the topi. Don't put the topi to shame. Have the reality of the beard. How many people say, he's got such a big beard. So, and this also, that person has got enmity in his heart for the beard and the religious lifestyle. That is not taking fault out in the person. That person is doing wrong. But he says that he got a big beard. He's wearing long kurta. He's a 5-time namazi. So have you got something lurking in your heart for 5 times namaz? Say this person is like that. You don't say that he's a mister, and he's an engineer and he's doing this. There you haven't got a problem. But because he's a five-time namazi, because he's got a beard, he goes in tabligh, he goes in khanka, now you're finding fault with all those things. That means there's something lurking in your heart. For these things, yeah, that's why you're finding fault. Like many people got problem with the khanka topi. You wear a cardboard topi, nobody got a problem. You wear a knitted topi, nobody got a problem. So it shows actually you got a problem with the silsila of that khanka. Right? This is for identification, to identify yourself. If a school children wear one uniform, nobody got a problem. It's understood they must have uniform. The police, the SAP, they got their uniform. Traffic department got their uniform. Postal people got their uniform. Nobody's got a problem. So if you wearing to identify that you at a certain buzur, what Shaykh al-Hadith Maha Zakaria Sahib, you wear that kind topi. You got your contact with Maulana Masihullah Sahib Jalalabadi, you wear that kind Jalalabadi topi. You got contact with Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, you wear that kind topi. Now it becomes a, now it's a topi cult. Anything else, then it's not a cult. The, our girls and boys, what they wearing, what jeans and torn jeans, for which they pay more. That is no problem. Nobody has got a problem with that. Half socks, for what they pay more. Nobody's got a problem with that. But when you wear according to Islam, that means there's something in the heart. We have to analyze that. So, alhamdulillah, where we have come quite a way with our outward dressing, etc., it's time to check our inside also. And try and reconcile. If your accounts are not working out, how lot you have to sit reconciliation. If you are particular, 5 cents is out. Where and where you have to look for that 5 cents. Or a 3 cents, the 5 you wrote it as an 8. Now you are out with 3 cents. And you have to look and look for it. And when you find it, eureka. You're so happy I found it where I was out. So reconcile between our outside and our in. And this is that time also. MashaAllah. Allah reward many, many of our brothers who have sent their financials, their spirituals. MashaAllah. If we really want our Islam for ourselves, alhamdulillah, Allah's present. Quite a few have sent, and I read everyone. Of course, you can't comment on every point, but I read through everyone. And what good points the brothers have brought about. So the major points, check ourselves. And a person who does it, and if you are really sincere with yourself, this year 1435, 1436 now, check it with next year's your financials, your spirituals also. That last year, what was my 5-time namaz condition? My qaza namazes, I had so many, this year have I got more or have I got less? My anger with my wife, how I was treating my wife, and what I accused her of military rule. And I accused her of being a Hitler. And I accused her of being a Fir'aun, etc. This year is there, and mashallah, alhamdulillah, this makes the heart happy and makes the heart tick. Many, many of the brothers have shown a great improvement. And mashallah, almost everyone started with the negative things and explained that. Only a person's Islah starts when he first acknowledges. As long as a drug addict is in denial, a person who's got any problem, alcoholic is in denial, you can't help that person. The person first has to admit, I am faulty. And then also that many of us are admitting, and you can make out some are sincere, many are sincere, more are sincere, but there are others who just write for the sake of writing, that I am the worst, nobody is like me. And the test of this is, that when somebody tells you something bad, your plans didn't work out, then the reports we get, what your character was, what you spoke at that time, then we see that outward. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi is to sit in the Haram of Medina, right in front on the right side facing Qibla. In the first sub, he should sit there for long hours and make his ibadat and all his work. So one person came and meet him there, and Maulana told him, "Are acha hua bhai ghada tum aaye." Very nice, oh donkey, my brother donkey, you came. He got very, very offended. Hazrat, how can you call me a donkey? Hazrat said, you always write in your letters, ahkar, the worst. La shay, I am nothing whatsoever. I made you from nothing into a big donkey. You should tell me jazakallah. where I've taken you and made you what? But let somebody just tell us, let the wife tell us. And then see what is our condition. And our true colors come out at that time. And if the children have to tell us, oh, all hell will break loose. No respect of the parents or anything. True, they must have respect. But what is our God? That pride which is in us. So words to say, that is also, otherwise how many people don't even say the words. But also say the words to bring the reality. You can't go and plant the word seed. You just, your S-E-E-D, you write it on a paper, you plant it, mango tree. Mango will come out here. Or you write it on a taweez, you make atomic bomb, nuclear bomb, and you just throw it on the people. Nothing is going to, the reality must be there. So at least have from the start, at least say the words, but don't stop there. You are getting on the bridge to get to the other side. Don't get on the bridge and you get stuck there. Bring this reality into us. That really I'm, and the reality will come when you, and everyone has to check himself. When the wife will tell you such terrible things, your worker will tell you, then how much do you tolerate? To put things right, that is a different story. But your emotions and your retaliation. Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, if somebody comes, you are sitting and gives you one slap. People who play pranks. So this person here who was sitting and people enjoy shaving their head also. So the person came from the back, put some spit, saliva on his hand and gave him one shot, a hard shot on his head. What is your reaction at that time? If you have social etiquette in society, you saw that, I don't have a problem. You'll become angry, but then you'll cool down. And a person who got reality of humility, he won't even be offended. He'll tell, and the person who got deep reality, he'll say, I'm sorry, I sat in your way. So that is also, the person has to reach there. Then a person, shaitan will put, that he has got no right to hit me. I got my own right. You're 100%. As long as you are a big alim, you'll know all your rules. But when you're becoming true lover of Allah, and true humility will come, then it will be a different thing. So this reality has to come into us. One person who came into the Khanqa for his Islam, in those days in the Khanqas, and he had pride in him, he was a big prince, and so he had a lot of pride. So in those days, no flush system toilet, and usually it were women who were working, taking away the filth and dirt from the toilet in their baskets. So he pulled up his face and all that, and everything, became very, very angry. So she reported to the sheikh, this person here has got a lot of pride. So he told her, next day when you pass by, go closer by him. So he became even more angry. The third day he said, drop a little bit on him also. Hey, now think, this is Islam. Hey, we will say that now, napaki and all that. How can, so she dropped some. And there was no limit to his, then now, but his Islam was taking place. He said, now take and drop the whole basket on him. And then he told her, Maaf, I came in your way. So now that humility had come into him. So this has to come. Not just a muqtadi, a starter will get angry. A muntahi, he won't have any objections. And we see up ourselves, what is our condition. When the wife says anything, there is your biggest test. And give yourself marks on there also. That how she, what and what she tells you. And then how do you tolerate it? How much do you accept it? How much you fight back? And how much you become angry at her? You can see for yourself that how much of humility has come in you. Everywhere we find falsehood. We're finding faults with other people, with great people, with buzurgs we find fault. And yet we're thinking just because I use the words of humility, I'm a humble person. This reality has to come. So this is an ideal occasion Allah has given us to see His Qudrat also. To get His Marifat and His closeness also. And at the same time to identify ourselves with Islam in reality also. And at the same time to bring reality into us also. By drawing up our financials, our spirituals every year. And we submit them and do that also. The actual thing is for you yourself. Check it. But submit it. It will help you tremendously if you submit it. MashaAllah. Those who are submitting, we can see the changes coming in them. and what how much they are benefiting. So submit it also, and then you check it properly yourself. This year I was like this, the next year did I improve, did I go backwards? The next year again, a person who will do this, wallah, he will see, his life will improve. And a person, what does islah mean? Islah means Islam comes in you.
Mm.
And a person in whom Islam comes, he gets Jannat's life in this dunya already. That Jannat will come on each time. But you, wallah, you will live a life of Jannat. Your wife, without exaggeration, Allah will put it in your heart with conviction. She's a hoor of Een, hoor ul Een of Jannat. Allah gave me in advance in this dunya already. And a person who lives with a hoor ul Een in this dunya, what to say of that person? Such a person, one of the proofs of it is, his eyes won't lift up and look at other women.
Mm-hmm.
He won't fantasize. He won't think of a second marriage also, or anything like that. He'll be so happy if you get a hoor ul Een, how happy won't that person be? May Allah bless us with this reality, inshallah, and bring the reality of Deen into our lives.
Inshallah, tomorrow night, Laylatul Ahad, after Maghrib Salah, in the Dar al-Ulum in Azalwar, our monthly Ash'ar and Fikr Majlis will take place in between Maghrib and Isha Salah. And then inshallah, Yom al-Ahad, from 10 o'clock after Zuhar Salah, the monthly Majlis will take place. A humble request for all brothers to participate. And those who want to sleep over also, arrangements can be made for them. Just inform us in advance.
MashaAllah, we should take a great lesson. We have Muhammad Nurgat here. He's from Durban. Last week we went from Malanga, our Safar. He came all the way to join us. And then now, he came again for the monthly majlis, all the way from Durban. He's also got family, he's also got everything. And he heard last night Roshni's program, so he came one day in advance. Brother Yusuf Desai, last week he was with us in Kumananga. Again he's here and with his whole family, and his son with his wife. And he came, so we also should take lesson from here. That from where brothers are coming and they're spending their weekend, that khalish, may Allah make it that it starts itching us. The love of Allah and the marifat of Allah starts itching us. And this itch is very nice. There's such an itch, you don't want it to get finished. And this itch, like when you scratch, how you enjoy it. This itch you enjoy even more. Much more you enjoy this. May Allah bless us with the itching of the love of Allah to Allah and His marifat.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أخرج اليهودية والنصرانية من قلوبنا ومن قلوب المسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح حالة أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
We also have MashaAllah Brother Imran here from Cape Town. And he comes many months all the way from Cape Town just for the majlis. So we all should take a lesson from this, and we also should try and devote ourselves to our Islam. We want ta'alluq with Allah. We want our Islam to be. Do it, and Allah will never deprive us of it.